Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for 2015. We're meeting on January 5th, and we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. If you would, bow with me, please. Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this year and remaining year. Be with us, give us guidance and direction, so that we may say and do the things that are pleasing to you. Forgive us where we fail you. Yes, this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Please join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a relatively short agenda today. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 3 of the letter of understanding for services between Card Trans Inc., doing business as CertifiedPayments.net, and Jefferson County to provide over-the-counter credit, debit, card payment processing services and charge the convenience fees for non-tax payments at the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Wait. Okay, that's County Auditor. It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2015 budget amendment for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for replacement of a wrecked tractor in the amount of $95,000. Item B is to consider and approve reimbursement of out-of-state travel for Jeff Brannick, Fred Jackson, Don Rayo to Lake Charles, Louisiana to attend meeting in reference to the BP restoration efforts. Cost a trip with $112. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 402196 through 402417. For the period ending December 29, 2014, and check numbers 402418 through 402517 for the period ending today. We have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute a cooperative purchase agreement between Jefferson County and Orange County for the purpose of inmate food services pursuant to the Interlocal Cooperation Act, Chapter 791.025 of the Texas Government Code. Item B is to receive and file an executed interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County and Southwestern Correctional LLC, LaSalle Corrections in Montgomery County, Texas. Item C is to receive and file an official oath for Deborah L. Clark, purchasing agent. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? A and B. I will say that the item A is a interlocal agreement to allow Orange County, whose contract expired at their jail for food service provision, to piggyback onto our inmate food service provider's contract for, I think, about 4 months. While they go out for bids, because they weren't able to get it rebid before the end of the year. I checked with the food service provider and with Orange County, and they will be billed directly by the food service provider. Nothing will come through us. We won't have to do any paperwork or anything. This is just kind of a piggyback agreement on the no cost at all. Let me see on item.
Yeah,
That's right, we did that one a couple of weeks ago. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under risk management, item A is to consider and possibly approve self-insuring against loss covered by the public officials bond effective January 1st, 2015. For the following justices of the peace: Nancy Beaulieu, Precinct 1, Place 2, James Burnett, JP Precinct 7, Ray Shashan, Precinct 4, Mark DeRuin, Precinct 2, Tom Gillum III, Precinct 8, and Ransom Jones, Precinct 6. Item B is to consider and possibly approve self-insuring against any loss covered by the public officials bond for Tim Funches, County Treasurer, effective January 1st, 2015. Item C is to consider and possibly approve self-insuring against any loss covered by the public officials bond for Jamie Smith, District Clerk, effective January 1st, 2015. Item D is to consider and possibly approve self-insuring against any loss covered by the public officials bond for Bob Wortham, Criminal District Attorney, effective January 1st, 2015. And item E will be corrected to read: approve public officials bond renewals effective January 1st, 2015 for the following elected and appointed officials: Everett Alford, Commissioner, Precinct 4, Jeff Brannick, County Judge, Deborah Clark, County Purchasing Agent, Patrick Swain, County Auditor, and Brent Weaver, Commissioner, Precinct 2. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, and I think seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda, a very short beginning of the year agenda. Anything any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Yes, Ms. Guidry.
I just wanted to say that we are taking delivery of our new voting system today. They started delivery this morning at 11 a.m.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And they will be kept down at the airport as well at the counting station?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Question for Deb. Have we heard anything from our prospective contractor for the setting up a meeting for the pre-construction or anything? Everything is already approved with the bidder. We need the contract
We're
back. Okay, from the successful bidder. Okay.
Okay. Now, I would note for the Mr. Court, a couple of years ago during budget discussions, there were we have a employee health facility here at the county that takes care of employees and their dependents, staffed by a nurse practitioner. The court had considered during budget about 3 years ago actually with doing away with it because the number of patient visits made it not cost effective. I think they were only doing about 60 patients per month, which was not good. We kind of did a much better job of letting employees and their dependents know about the program. As a result, in 2011, the visits went up from about 750 to 2,638, and then went up in 2013 to 3,980, and for 2014 it went up to 4,242, and at $100 per doctor visit, you know, that's $425,000, which makes it look much more attractive financially, and saves our Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefit Pool, which is self-insured with Cigna being administrator of our plan, a significant amount of money. So that's some good news. I wanted to share it how well. So we want to continue to encourage all employees and their spouses and children to continue to utilize our employee health facility. It's very easy to get into, and you can get quick treatment much quicker than going to a family physician. And it saves the county money. So, anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you.